This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Pennelly.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me for this hour, 5 Minute University. I'll be teaching you some lessons that are in the book, unfinished, unorganized, not available for purchase, not published, and just some things that you might want to think about. You know, yesterday I was teaching a class, kind of one-on-one with Dr. Sergey Shuly Soren, and we were talking about taxes. And I shared with him my thoughts about taxes, and he was absolutely fascinated. And I reviewed with him my method of teaching in person. When I used to do seminars, travel various states in the country and talk about preparedness and how you can, if you just start your own business, and the purpose of your business is to actually be a successful, profitable business, that there are a lot of tax deductions that you can enjoy. And the same tax deductions that, President Donald Trump would take. All bona fide, all above board, and in the tax code, and if you know about them, you can enjoy them. So, for example, if your business happens to be a farm, there are a whole bunch of tax deductions that you can take. And I said, and I was teaching Dr. Sergey about this, and I said, so here's one of the things that I say in person when I teach seminars. And the reason I'm mentioning this in today's 5 Minute University classes, is this something that is of interest to you? And if it is, just send me an email, instructor at usaprepares.com, and I will teach more about this. I can just do this off the top of my head. I don't need any notes because I live this way. And one of the things that I was saying to Dr. Sergey is that these tax deductions, you don't need to have a tax preparer. You don't need to have a tax attorney. And one of the things that does not happen is the guy or gal, I'm just going to say the guy, because that's the way it was when I went to school. If you didn't know, it was the male, okay, he. So the tax preparer typically doesn't say, yo, so here's what, you know, next time, next year, since I'll be doing your taxes, I want to save you a lot of money and or a lot of funds, and here's some things that you can do to reduce your tax burden. But they don't do that. They don't tell you that. They don't share with you the proactive approach to paying less taxes. And that's what I am doing. I'm sharing with you the proactive approach to pay less taxes, legally, above board. So it's all written in the code. There's a tax code. And that's the code that the IRS uses when you get audited, when they look at your tax return. They use the code to see if you're complying with the rules. Well, if you comply with the rules, what's the problem? There is no problem. So what I try to do is I read the rules. And but there is one problem. So the rules for 2023 haven't been written yet. The rules for preparing your 2022 tax return appear around January of 2023, after the game has been played, after you've paid your taxes, or after you are going to report your taxes, that's when you learn what the complete rules are. But what you can do is you can say, historically, based on the year before, the year before, the year before, the year before, here's what the rules were, and play by those rules, anticipating that they're going to change, but not by much. So, for example, you know that you can deduct the business use of your vehicle. Is it 50 cents per mile? Is it 58 cents per mile? Well, that might change a little bit, but most likely you're going to be able to deduct somewhere around 50 cents per mile for business use of your car, if you can, if you have records. And that's easy to do. You just write down in a little booklet in your, or just a piece of paper in your glove compartment, you just write down, you went on this trip, here's how many miles it was on this day and what you went for. Just write it down. Now, that, just doing that can probably return to you $5, $10, $15, $20 in tax savings. Just doing that, writing it down. But most people, it's too hard, it's too complicated, or they don't know about it. So they don't do it. Me, I do it. And I save every receipt. Why? Because if I have a dollar's worth of receipts, I know that that's going to return to me somewhere between 25 cents and 35 cents. So if I have a $1 receipt, 25 to 35 cents back in my pocket. If it's a $10 receipt, somewhere between 250 and 350 back in my pocket. Why would I not do that? But most people don't do it because they don't think about it, or it's too hard. I don't think it's too hard. It's, I can save more money doing that than I can earning money. It's easy for me. So what I've done is I've learned most of the rules. And I read the publications by the IRS. Oh, it's a couple hundred pages, but I just read the parts that are important to me. And then I play the game by their rules. So I know going into it, I know with every purchase, every cent I spend, I know whether it's deductible or not before I spend it. So if I'm, let's say, in the good old days, I were walking through a store, a big box store. Let's say it's a big lumber store, or home improvement store with lumber, and I need some tools. I know before I decide to buy that, oh, let's say it's a hammer. Let's say it's $18. That's the good old days, right, for an $18 good quality hammer. That's kind of unlikely today. But if it were $18, I would say to myself in my mind, is it worth $18 minus the tax deduction? Let's say it'll cost me $14, $13, $12, real currency. Is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. In the card it goes. And then on the receipt, when I get it, I write down hammer for the farm. It's a tax deduction. It's a tool for the farm. Now, if you don't have a business, how do you deduct it? You just pay the $18 plus the tax, right? So by knowing the rules, I know before every expenditure whether I'm going to deduct it or not, and I write on the receipt what it is, I circle it, and it goes into that section of the taxes for tax deductions for tools. And I was saying to Dr. Sergey, I make lots of mistakes, but they're still tax deductible. Okay, so let's say I bought the wrong hammer. I bought a curved claw hammer, and I should have gotten a straight claw hammer. And I go to use it, and I go, you know what? This dumb thing, I can't believe it. I got the wrong hammer. My fault. And I go back and get the right one. Now I've got two $18 hammers, but they're both tax deductible. And the trip to get both of them at 58 cents a mile is tax deductible because I have a business that uses needed that hammer. Is it just hammers? No. It's everything, you know, almost. For example, if a person has a farm and has a rototiller, and the idea was to set up a small farm gate operation where you're selling, let's say, tomato plants or tomatoes, and you decide that you need a rototiller to do it. Is a used rototiller tax deductible? If you have that need and you're intending to make a profit by selling, you know, earn a living and pay taxes, is it Is it deductible to buy a used rototiller? In that application, absolutely. What about a new one? Absolutely. Let's say you buy the used one and it's on Facebook Marketplace and the guy says, runs great, works perfectly. And you get home and you find out it doesn't run great. Needs a carburetor. So you buy a carburetor for it. Is the carburetor tax deductible? Absolutely. And then you find out that it's got another problem. It needs a spark plug and it needs an ignition coil. So you buy those. Now you've got, I don't know, let's say you've got another $50 in parts. Are they tax deductible? Absolutely. And then let's say you've worked on it for a couple days and you can't get it to work. Is it still tax deductible that you bought this bucket of parts that you can't make work and you bought some replacement parts to fix it and it still doesn't work? Is it still tax deductible even though it doesn't work? Absolutely, it is. So then you buy a new rototiller. And you go, gosh, a new rototiller is cheesy. Substandard. But I got to have it right now for the business. So is that tax deductible? Absolutely. So it's a mindset. And then what about the audit? You know, I was talking to some people over the years, and I asked the question. So when you meet with that person who prepares your taxes, why do you use that person? It's always the same answer. Oh, they're great. This guy's a really good guy. Really good guy. Great guy. Okay. You pay him to prepare your taxes? Yeah. How much do you pay him? Oh, a lot. I pay him a lot. Okay, so he's a really good guy. You pay him a lot. Have you ever been to his house? No. Oh. Have you ever have you ever been to lunch with him? Go to the restaurant, have a burger or something together? No. Has he ever been to your house? No. Huh. So he's a real good guy. He prepares your taxes. He charges you to prepare your taxes. You've never been to his house. You've never gone to lunch. So you're going to let some guy that's a really good guy that you really don't know tell you to open your wallet this wide and pay the IRS that amount, and you don't know him, right? And that's really the case. That is the case. People hire tax preparers and they don't know them. And they say, here's my financial history. Here's my secret financial information. Tell me how much I need to write the check to the IRS. Why would anybody do that? Why would you hire somebody, pay him, somebody you don't know, to tell you how much to write a check to a third party? Why would you do that? Why would you play a game, a financial game, that can cost you 35% of everything you make for that year, and have somebody you don't know be the judge and tell you how much? Why would you do that? I don't think I would do that. So what do? Well, you start a business. And how do you start a business? Well, it's pretty complicated. You just kind of look in the mirror and you say, I'm in business. And there you are. You're in business. So if you're willing to go through all that complication of, walking up to the mirror. Actually, you don't even have to go to the mirror. You just say, I'm in business.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, this is what I'm describing as a lifestyle. It's kind of the way I live. Our whole family lives this way. And some people might say, you know what? Our country's going down the drain. What are you doing talking about taxes? It's not just about taxes. That's part of it. But it literally is a lifestyle. It's a way of looking at things. It's a way of looking at the future and making decisions how you are going to spend your valuable resources, your financial assets. Some people might call that money. Some people might call it digits. Some people might call it currency. Some people might call it savings. Whatever you want to call it, it is the allocation of those resources, those financial resources that can become a lifestyle. And that's what I'm trying to describe here in class today. So yesterday, Mrs. Finelli, our son, and I were putting the finishing touches on the campground. Oh, by the way, it's ready. The campground is ready. And you can go to HIP Camp and HIPCAMP.com and look for natural forms. And you can make your reservation. I think there's a problem with accepting payments for it. But so we're putting the finishing touches. The campground is ready to go. And so we had our old Dodge truck. It's a farm truck. And we use it around the farm, and it's got oversized tires on it. And that's because sometimes the ground is slippery, and if there's lots and lots and lots of rain, and as we had nonstop rain for a month at a time, we still need to go to see the cows, still need to fix the fence, still need to do things. So we have this four-wheel drive 1999 Dodge gas pickup truck, and we bought it for the farm. That means it's a tax deduction. We, in the back of that pickup truck, we had, yesterday, we had a four-foot level, and we had a six-foot level. And we use that for leveling things. We have a swing set for young campers, young children. And it's got a playhouse, and it's got on stilts, and it's got a built-in picnic table, and it's got swings and a slide. But it had to be plumb and level and square. So we had the framing square, the shovels to level it out in the field, a couple of shovels, and we had a rake for gravel, and some T-posts, some fence posts, and we had some loppers, you know, to cut the twigs out of the way and those kinds of things. So those are all tax deductions, including the playset, the swings, the sliding board, all that. And why is it a tax deduction? Because this is a farm operation, and it's for the campground. It's not for me. It's for the campers. So because it's, we'll call it a business, which doesn't make any money, but I'm trying. I'm trying to, the only way I could make money is if I gouged people, and I'm not willing to do that. So I have to find some other way of earning currency. And, but in the meantime, the place sets a tax deduction, and it was used. And we strengthened it. We didn't think it was strong enough from the factory. So we engineered a stronger version of it. And the lumber that we used, the pressure-treated lumber and the number two studs, those were tax-deductible. And then we wanted to put a new finish on it. So we got 2 gallons of red stain. That's tax-deductible. And the brushes, tax deductible, and the new hardware for it, tax deductible, and the gravel that it sits on, tax deductible, and the tractor with the front end loader that we move the gravel from the pile from the dump trucks to the campground, the tractor and the front end loader is tax deductible. Now, it's depreciated over a number of years, so you just can't say, you know, $15,000, $20,000 tractor is tax deductible on one lump sum. No, it's depreciated over a number of years. But then the tractor needs fuel. So if you buy fuel at the gas station, diesel, the gas cans are tax deductible. And so is the diesel fuel. So if you want red ones for gasoline and yellow ones for diesel to keep them separated so you don't put gas in the diesel equipment and vice versa, you get them in different colors, and it's standardized. Yellow is for diesel and red's for gasoline. But they're both tax deductible. And so are the tires for the tractor. And so are the replacement parts.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Wilson Garcia had a month-old son who was crying while a neighbor in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, was firing his weapon Friday night. The resulting actions by the alleged shooter, authorities say, he turned the gun on his neighbors. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, remains at large this morning despite a search involving more than 200 police from multiple jurisdictions. Sheriff Greg Capers from the San Jacinto Sheriff's Office.
We arrived, found four people deceased inside the house. We life-flighted a 8-year-old boy to a hospital, and he has since been pronounced deceased at the hospital.
SpaceX confirms the final payload of last night's Heavy Falcon launch was a success. The satellite will provide internet coverage to Alaska for Pacific Dataport. Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're take my. When you go to the DC, you're
slip off.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, I am Vincent Fennelly. And I learned a long time ago that having a job is something that most people don't like. They go to work as an end to a as means to an end. I don't go to work. I mean, I get up in the morning. I do farm chores. Do a couple hours of broadcasting. during the day, I do more work on the farm. And then, I prepare for the broadcast. I'm writing a book. I do exactly what I want to do. I don't have a boss. I make my own agenda. I live on a farm. And the farm is the family business. It's because that's what we want to do. Not because we have a boss telling us more, faster, more, hurry up, more. We do it because we want to do it. So everybody in the farmhouse, our son and Mrs. Finelli, and I do what we want to do. We don't have a boss, but that's the business. So we are actually on vacation all the time because we're doing what we want to do. I broadcast because I want to broadcast. I'm not getting paid for it. I just want to do it. And I want to be a farmer. I wasn't trained as a farmer. I decided that I'd like to be a farmer. So I learned how to be a farmer back in the 80s. And I've been doing it ever since. So that's a business. Now, how did I start the business? I just said, I'm in business. That's it. So do you need permits? Well, some people might say you do. Some people might say you need licenses. I submit to you that I don't think I need a license to earn a living. I don't think I do. Now, some people would say that I should. Well, no one's proven it to me yet that I need a license to be a farmer. Nor do I need a license to be a teacher on the radio. Now, I've never gone to school to learn how to be a broadcaster. I never learned that. I decided I wanted to do it, and I figured out how to do it. I'm still learning, and maybe one of these days I'll get it right. But in the meantime, I'm working on it. But the things that I do for our farm are tax deductible. Pretty much everything. So while we have friends who will buy a chainsaw so they can, trim their half an acre and trim that tree in their half an acre, they will go to work, have a job, have taxes taken out of their salary, and with what's left, they'll go buy a chainsaw, a gas can, some gasoline, bar chain oil, and some spare parts out of their salary that's been taxed. Me? No. I buy the same things, but to me, it's for the business, because I don't need a chainsaw. The farm does. So if the farm decides to buy a chainsaw, which is something that I would make that decision, we buy a chainsaw. And if I buy the wrong one, I should have done more research, right? I should have gotten the right one. But it's still tax deductible, the wrong one and the right one. So what I'm trying to share with you is this is a lifestyle. So if the IRS decides to audit me, they can do that. It's going to be painful, not for me. Because I already know why I did what I did. I already have the notes. I already have on the receipts why I did what I did. I don't need somebody to legally defend me. I already know what I did because I read the rules. I read Publication 17. You can download it. You can go to DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com, and you can type in pub, P-U-B, space 17. And there it is. You can download it from IRS.gov, and it's the condensed rule book. And it says business deductions, business use of your home. So, for example, a person might start a business. It doesn't even matter what the business is, whatever you love to do. If you like fly fishing and you like making your own flies, you can turn that into a business. I know there's a guy in Missouri, the wealthiest guy in Missouri. That's what he did. He liked fly fishing. He made hand lures. He sold them. Now, you know his company. You've heard of it. Bass Pro. That's how it happened. So he learned about, I never met the man, but he's the wealthiest guy in Missouri. And it all started with a hobby. So if you can turn your hobby into a way of earning a living, you'll never work a day in your life. You'll be just having fun like I do. Now, I'm not saying it's easy. And I'm not saying I don't get hurt. Yeah, I get banged up. I get cut and bruised. But it's what I want to do. And no one's telling me to do it. So maybe that's the difference. So I get up early in the morning because I want to. I prepare for the broadcast because I want to. I go on the air regularly because I want to. It's passion. And so do the rest of the instructors. But and we figured out that you can save a lot of money compared to your neighbors if you have a business. So, for example, I don't buy computers, but the farm does. So we have computers, and we have extension cords, and we have desks, tables, and chairs, and those are tax deductions if they're used in the business. There was a guy, and by the way, I teach by telling stories, true stories, and because you can extrapolate from these true stories how it could apply to you. So when I was growing up in the 1960s, there was a guy, I was a real good guy. There's a whole bunch of these really good guys, and they have names like tax preparers and insurance salesmen. Well, this one guy happened to have a life insurance business. He would sell life insurance. And every year he would have this lavish party. He would invite my parents and some of their friends and some of their friends' friends. And he'd have this wonderful party, and everybody loved it. It was great. It was like a big cocktail party. That was something that happened in the 1960s, you know, a little over 40 years ago. Well, 60 years ago, I should say. And everybody looked forward to this guy's, you know, annual party. But what they didn't know was it wasn't a party. It was a business event. And so the guy that hosted the party at his house, well, heck, he had to have the house painted, you know, for the big party. Tax deduction. Had to have the lawn taken care of, bought a lawnmower, riding lawnmower, fertilizer, tax deduction. Had to buy the rug for, you know, the big room, the chandelier, the big table, all the chairs, the food, the beverages, the cutlery, the china. It wasn't for him. It was for the business. But I guess he got to use it in, you know, the off hours, off season. So he had this great big party. Everybody thought it was great. Boy, this guy's rolling in dough. And it was all business expenses to run this, you know, annual event to get more customers, to keep the customers he had, to keep them paying for those life insurance policies. So let's say, you know, he has an office. Let's say he had a 10-room house, for example. Make it arithmetic simple. 10-room house. And he decides that one of those rooms is his office. So he needs a desk. Now, he can go out and buy a desk, but if he has one, he can sell it to the business. He can sell his own desk to the business. Now, it's no longer his. He can use it, but it belongs to the business. Who owns the business? He does. So he owns the business that owns the desk that he just sold from himself to the business at fair market value. He can't sell a $100 desk for $5,000, but he can sell it for $100. So now that desk is a tax deduction. And he decides that, you know, it sure would be a lot warmer in the winter if he had a, you know, oriental rug. So he buys one of those. Then he paints the room. Whether he hires somebody to do it or whether he buys the brush and the paint himself, tax deductions. And the desk lamp and the blotter and the calculator and the computer and paper and pencils. And if he thinks better because, you know, the music is on softly, that stereo receiver, the speakers. If he watches videos to help him become a better insurance salesperson, the DVD player, the TV screen. If the sunlight's in his eyes and he can't work, he can buy curtains for the office. So he gets to deduct 1/10 of the insurance for the house, you know, homeowner's insurance, the heating costs, the electric bill, the real estate taxes, the roof repair, one-tenth of all that because it's a 10-room house, and he's dedicated one room exclusively to the business. Exclusively. That's what the rules say. So that's how they do it. And if he decides that that one room's not enough, and he needs to have another room to entertain his customers, he takes the other room. Now it's two-tenths, but it has to be exclusive for the business. Then he has the car or the truck, or the car and the truck. And he decides he's going to use the mileage deduction at 50-something cents per mile for business use of the vehicles. That's how it's done. And people have used those tax laws to play the game according to the rules. And then what about being audited? So back to that guy. Back, he's a great guy. He prepares taxes. He's a great guy. Everybody I've met, every single person, without exception, has said, oh, my guy's good. He knows it all. He's really good. Have you ever been audited? No. Really? So you've never been audited. Is that the sign of a good guy for tax preparer? Yeah. Yeah. So I submit to you what I've said in the past to my seminar classes in person. So why do you hire somebody to prepare your taxes? It's always the same two reasons. It's too complicated, and I don't know how to do it. It's too complicated, and I don't know how to do it. It's unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable to me that the people who are successful at whatever they do have to hire somebody because the tax laws are so complicated. Yeah, they're complicated and they change every year. But if you don't know the rules, you're not playing the game according to the rules. And it's back to that story about baseball. So my story that I tell in person is this. So you're an elementary school student, or maybe the early years of high school, and you go over to a friend's house, and you're going to play a pickup game of baseball in the backyard. One guy's got the ball, another guy's got a bat, another guy has a baseball glove, and you figure out where the bases are going to be, and you play ball. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back. And I have a feeling you wouldn't be playing this game of baseball. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, let me know if these are the kind of things that you'd like to learn about, strategies for life. And because this is way more than just paying less in taxes. This is really a lifestyle. This is the way I live. This is the way our family lives. And so back to that baseball game. So a pickup game after school, let's say elementary school, and you meet at one of the guys' houses, and you're in the backyard, and they've been playing, you know, for days and days and days, and this is your first time going there. So it's your turn up at bat, you hit the ball, and it's a line drive. And you realize that you can make it all the way around the bases. You've hit a home run, so go to first, second, third, and you cross home plate. And after you cross home plate, the ball comes from the outfield. It comes to the pitcher, from the pitcher to the catcher. And 8 seconds later, the catcher's got the ball and says, "You're out." 8 seconds after you cross home plate. And you go, "What? You're out? What do you mean I'm out?" Well, you don't know about the 10-second rule, do you? Obviously, you don't know about that. See, the way we play is you have 10 seconds to get the ball to home plate after it's catched, after you cross home plate, to call you out. 10-second rule. And we got it there in 8 seconds. So you're out. Now, who in their right mind would play a game like that, right? You thought you knew the rules. What I submit to you is that's the way taxes are played. So people don't know the rules, but they're playing the game anyway. Now, who would do that? Well, I certainly wouldn't do it. I know the rules of the road. I know enough of the rules of taxes to play the game. And so I use the rules. Now, what's that got to do with being audited? Well, that guy's a real good guy, right? The guy that prepares taxes. So the taxes are prepared by him. And in the off season, he goes to Florida. You get the notice a year and a half later from the IRS that you're being audited. You call your tax guy And he's got his cell phone. He answers and says, what's up? I'm being audited. Yeah? Okay, so what do you want me to do about it? Well, I want you to appear at the audit. And he says, well, I'm in Florida. You go, yeah? Well, I'm being audited. They're demanding, the IRS is demanding I show up. I need your help. I don't know what this stuff is about. You prepared my taxes, not me. The guy goes, I'm in Florida. What do you want me to do? I'm here for the next 3 months. So, do you pay his airfare to come up in his hotel and motel room? I mean, how does this work? Did you have an agreement with him that he was going to be with you at the audit and it'd be no charge? Or is he going to charge you, you know, a couple hundred dollars an hour or $100 an hour or whatever he charges to try to explain what he did with your receipts? I'm not in that position. I've never been in that position because I do my own taxes. I prepare my own. I know exactly why I took what deductions. So for all of the at least 10 audits I've been through, I've been able to explain and typically walk out with a refund, even more than there was before the audit. How's that possible? Because I know what I've done. I've written down in the publication why I took deductions. I've written on the paper copies. I don't use TurboTax. I do it by hand. And I have lots of notes as to why I did what I did when I did it. So a year and a half after the fact, where most people are scrambling trying to figure out how they're going to survive the audit, I don't have to survive. I don't even have to prepare. I'm ready. I'm ready before I even submit the tax return, because I played by the rules and I wrote down the notes. I'm ready to go. They don't bother with me anymore because they know there's nothing there. There must be some screen that if they type in my name, it says, don't bother with this guy. You're going to waste your time. There's nothing there. His records are meticulous. He knows what he's doing. He plays by the rules. Go find some other fish. Lower hanging fruit. Don't mess with Finelli. It's too hard. It's not that I'm mean. It's just that I know how to play the game because I read the rules. It's kind of like having that car and not reading the instruction manual, so you don't know what these buttons do. Most people don't know how to change their tire, even if they had a spare tire, because they haven't read how to do it. Where's a jack go? Well, the time to find out where a jack goes to jack up your car is before you have the flat tire. Not when cars are whizzing by. So, about that guy that does the taxes. Almost every one of his customers, if not everyone, says to him, hey, look, when you prepare my taxes, there's just a couple things I want you to know. Number one, I don't want to pay too much taxes. That's number one. Number two, don't get me audited. Those two expressions are mutually exclusive. So if there's a question when I'm preparing my taxes, whether that 1 cent, it could be theirs, it could be mine. It's like 50-50. It's mine. It's mine. I'm not giving it up. Because I don't have to. Because the tax law says I don't have to. I don't have to overpay my taxes. Now, if I get audited, we'll fight about it. But they're not gonna bother me for a penny. It's mine anyway.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.